are a host of common grocery shopping habits that are quietly draining budgets, from impulse buying and bulk mistakes to wasted memberships. Joining us to discuss is Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. And what are some things that I can do and you can do and we all can do to tighten up our grocery shopping game the next time we go to Mariano's?
Hey, Rob, thanks for having me. Yes, there's many things we can do, whether you go to Mariano's or Costco or Sam's Club or Jewel. You know, there are many things we can do. And one of them is what, you know, which a lot of people I know do is don't drive to multiple stores in one single trip. I mean, if you go to Costco for bulk, but you go to Jewel for everyday things, then, you know, make sure you do, you know, you go for Costco maybe once a month or once every 6 weeks or something like that, because you've got all the bulk items, and then just shop at, you know, whatever your favorite store is after that. And the other things are like not using a cashback card. For one, you should use cards, credit cards, because you can get the cash back from them and you can get other rewards from them, which you can't get from, obviously, you know, paying cash or on a debit card. But what you want to make sure you do is pay that balance off right away, or else then you're stuck with, you know, interest rates and interest rate fees. And those are like $29-$30 a piece. Some other things I have a bad habit of doing is like I shop with a list, and you should always shop with a list. But I have a list of things I know I'm out of. But then I see a sale on something like, say, green beans or fruits that I want, and I think, oh, okay, I'll make those. I don't have it on I don't have any idea what I'm going to use them for, but hey, it's a sale. And then, you know, they can end up going bad. So you want to be careful of those kinds of things, too. The other things, speaking of buying in bulk, if you buy in bulk, make sure you check the expiration dates on these things, because, you know, you get so much of it. If you go to Costco or Sam's Club, you get so much of it, and you may not get through it in enough time before it expires. And, you know, or you do what my brother and I used to do, and that's we used to go to Costco together and with a list, and then we would split everything up so that we're buying it in bulk, but he gets half and I get half. And there are other things, too, that you can do. You don't pay. Speaking of Costco and Sam's Club and such, don't pay for two memberships or more than one membership, to say, because you can get a lot of the same things at either store at reduced prices, but you're paying. The membership fees are pretty expensive. They're all $100 to $130 a year, and so you might not be recouping that if you're splitting up your trips and that kind of thing.
I also like shopping for the person you want to be instead of the person you are, because there are so many people who are saying to themselves, well, I found this really great recipe online and I'm going to get really into X, Y, and Z. And the next thing you know, ingredients X, Y, and Z are stinking up your refrigerator and you wasted a bunch of money on them.
That's exactly right, especially if you're thinking you're going to change your eating habits, like, oh, I'm going to really try to eat better now, so you stock up on a bunch of Greek yogurt that you really don't get all the way through. So that's the kind of things you need to be careful with as well. You know, one of the things, too, is when you're buying things and you don't have a budget or a list, you can end up with, you know, 8 bottles of ketchup or cans of garbanzo beans or something like that, because you're not paying close enough attention. And, you know, you can combat that easily, too, by doing what my sister does. She once a month, about every 6 weeks or so, she does what she calls a clear the cabinets in the fridge. And she just goes through and sees what she has and then plans her meals around what's there. And that, you know, obviously cleans out stuff, but it also gives her good inventory on what she has, because I don't know if everyone is constantly knowing exactly what they have.
Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter. Yeah, we're in the midst of a freezer clean-out week ourselves.